we are going to, again, have a brief panel discussion about what is 21st century Pan-Africanism and how does it operate. There are a number of people who have claimed to be Pan-Africanist. There are a number of people who say that they are working on Pan-African organizations. There are some people who are standing up saying that they are in charge of Pan-Africanism. Some of these people don't really know what they're talking about. And there are some false prophets out there. Number one, Pan-Africanism means that you are working, you are doing something to help build the unification of those 55 countries in Africa and the global African community around the world. It may be in the Caribbean, it may be in South America, it may be in Central America, it may be in Canada, maybe in the United States, but you have to be working. You have to do work toward building something tangible. For example, a lot of African Americans right now know almost nobody from the continent, unless they see them in the newspaper or somebody visits their church. We have all kinds of holidays. You know, we rarely invite continental Africans to any of our events. We rarely invite our African sisters and brothers to church, to our barbecues. So how can we overcome the education that we've both been given, that we are no longer Africans, that our history began in Mississippi, or Kentucky, or Maryland, or even South Carolina, but that we are Black Americans, we're not African Americans, we're not African. And they have trained a lot of continental Africans that don't talk to those people. Those are not your family members. They're no kin to you. They may look a little like you, but they don't even like you. A lot of the African students who were invited over to the United States, they came here on some kind of scholarship, some kind of special program. They were told, stay away from the Black community. Don't go into that neighborhood. Those people will corrupt you. They're gangsters. You know, they're gonna try to fleece you and take your money. Part of the African curriculum right now throughout the continent is an attempt to decolonize that curriculum, because most of the African curriculum, I've visited 20 African countries. I've been involved in a whole lot of discussions with a lot of folks. The African curriculum right now is still too couched in what Europeans did. We rarely ever teach our children. I mean, numbers are fine. Numbers are basically nonpartisan. One and one is still two, I don't care what it is. But then we start talking about people who have contributed to science, people who have basically helped to build the modern world. And most of the current African educational curriculum, I don't care what country you're talking about, they are not pushing African scientists. They're not talking about what we did before Europeans ever showed up. We are still lionizing, making heroes of white inventors, white scientists, much more than we are talking about African scientists. It's against the process of teaching us away from who we are and what we've done, what we contributed. So part of Pan-Africanism is, number one, identifying yourself as someone who is committed to getting rid of that kind of education. We've got to decolonize, we've got to re-teach ourselves who we are and what we are capable of doing. The other thing is, although there are a number of people you will run into who will be able to throw out names, Kwame Nkrumah, Julius Nyerere, Sekou Toure, they'll be able to throw out a bunch of names. And they may have read the introduction to a couple of books. I've read whole books, just a few words. And say, I know what Pan-Africanism is. But they're not doing anything. They are fooling you. These are people we call, not just armchair. These are even more dangerous than armchair Pan-Africans. These are Mardi Gras black folk. These are Mardi Gras Pan-Africanists. They want to wear the clothing. They want to act like they have an African name that they made up. And that they go to Africa and people start laughing at them. Because they've mixed a Swahili name with a Igbo name, with a Soyinka name. And it doesn't mean anything. Sounds good to us, but when you go to the continent, you get something else. Pan-Africanism, 21st century Pan-Africanism is not that. We're not masqueraders, we're not people who are essentially claiming to be something we're not. I'll leave with this last example. Here's a way to find out who's a real Pan-Africanist. Get some drummers. You can change the intensity of the drumming and you'll see who's still on the dance floor. You'll see who's still in the room. I was in New Orleans a few years ago and the drumming contingent just changed the tempo. And people who were out there jumping around started just moving from the dance floor and sitting back down. Then they changed the tempo again, the intensity of the drums. And some people had to get out of the room. They couldn't even stay in. And then they made one other switch, and there was nobody left in the room but the drummers. African rhythm is like that. And when the rhythm is in the room, the real rhythm, like Stevie wanted to say, just because you got a groove doesn't mean you're in the groove. When you got the African drumming there, the rhythm there, the real African people are there. And those who are faking, I know. 21st century Pan-Africanism is crucial, but we have to make sure we are talking the language, the real language of Pan-Africanism, and not simply having people masquerade. As the example that I used to you earlier today with the sister from Guadeloupe, who said the French foreign minister is now in Guadeloupe and Martinique. They like to visit their colonies. But they're now there, and they have brought along this brother named Georges Tien, who is broadcasting that he is the prime minister of the diaspora. He is representing all of us. As long as the French can bring a little trained dog along with them to bark about what Pan-Africanism is and is not, we're not going to get anywhere. They are going to try to embarrass us. They're going to try to get us to stop working. 21st century Pan-Africanism does not play with that. Their brother has been called out in a number of meetings and will be called out in more meetings. You are not legitimate. You are not representing us. They cannot appoint you to represent me. 21st century Pan-Africanism is not a plaything. You are either in it or get out of the way.